Network. This is Megan, extension 3089. Can I get your name and date of birth?
Sure. Hi. Yocheved, Yocheved,
12777. 12777. Awesome. Well, how can I help you out tonight?
I'm also calling about my husband. We're separated. Samuel, or Shmuel, his Hebrew name, August 5th, 1971.
71. Okay. All right. If you would take a couple of deep breaths for me, and I'm just going to go ahead and shuffle for a second. Okay, your energy
I don't know if I want to do cards. Can you do things
you don't
without
do cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it without cards. So you guys are currently separated. You've been separated for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What are you wanting to look into?
What are my husband's intentions?
What are his intentions?
Other than to make me miserable.
Feels like he wants... He wants to... It feels like he wants to come back together.
Oh. So why doesn't...
So... he needs to learn something here. In separation. So, what this feels like is that when you guys split up, he needed to learn, both of you needed to learn something in separation because that's what separation is for. However, he wants to come in like a different energy for the connection. So if there was some toxic energy that feels like that's going to be resolved. But he had to learn that in separation. So it may take a little while for it to come to the actual, like, 3D world. Because what I'm feeling is, it's like, it's, a lot of this is it's not manifesting in the 3D world yet. He's processing, he's healing it, and there may be some momentum coming forward, but I'm feeling like this, kind of like, blockage or irritation. So are you guys on speaking terms at all?
No, not yet. Like, he doesn't talk to me at all.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
like, that's
like,
I feel like it's just totally blocked. How many?
Sorry, one second. We have 13 children, so it's, like, impossible to be, like, separated or divorced without talking with children to talk about. It's like, there's, like, no communication. Like, my kindergarten daughter had, like, orientation. I wanted to take her. I was staying in New Jersey. You know, she was in New York. I started driving. I had to call. My daughter doesn't talk to me. I had to call my daughter's friend. She said, be there 9 o'clock. I thought I was going to be there 9:20. I called her, like, I'm going to be, like, a little late. I didn't know if... I mean, I've done like 10 orientations. I know exactly what you do. Like, I'm, you know, if my kid has an ear infection, I know better. I know which medication that they need. I'm not a newbie. I know that
right.
They sit over here and they color a paper of a girl going with a school bus or holding a briefcase, and they show you where the cubbies is and where the bathroom is. And you have to fill out a paper and get like a 10-cent prize, and you fill out a paper of like, what's your name? What's your nickname? Anything it's important for me to know about your child? Like this. And if it starts 9 o'clock, it's obviously not starting before 9, then it ends at 10. But my daughter works, so I had no idea like if my husband's going to say to just go to work, or like normally like if you're talking to someone, everyone wants the best for their child. So like,
right.
Hey, I'm going to be there at like 9:20. You know, unless my daughter has to go to work, then my husband has to take over and, like, be there till I come. But, like, no communication. So I turned back around. I couldn't take a risk of, like, me traveling for 2 hours and then coming there and, like a tenth wheel and saying, oh, your daughter was here. And then I'm just going to be, like, depressed for the next week. So I turned back around. I get a text at 10 o'clock. If you want, you could come now. I was ignored first. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No, not at all.
So, like, he doesn't,
does
he, like, like you have to talk. Like, I have kids that are marriageable age. Like, what are we doing? I'm saying, if you want to divorce me now, that the kids could get on with their lives. Everyone's hanging
right.
for almost 8 months. They thought in the fall it's going to be resolved. A new school year started. I'm hanging. The whole world's hanging. I mean, the whole world. 13 children are hanging. It's not fair.
Right. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So are you wanting to, like, reconnect with him, or are you wanting to just get to a resolve?
I would want to reconnect. Even if every professional says that, like, the guy is being abusive. I mean, gaslighting, like, you don't know where you're holding. Because he said, okay, mm-hmm. he wants to get divorced. And, you know, we're Jewish. So the way it works with the Jewish court is that they send you, like, it's called a hazmana, which means, like, an invitation, that you should go to, like, you know, the Jewish court. And you have to answer mm-hmm. by the third hazmana. If you don't answer by the third hazmana, you're in trouble. So two
okay.
hazmanas, you know, I ignored. Third one I knew was coming. I got a phone call. I said, yeah, okay, fine. Of course I'm going to come. So he was supposed to take away the order of protection, and I showed up in court. He didn't. No order of protection was taken off. I get an email there. You know, the divorce has been, is off the table now. Come here, you're getting a divorce. Then the divorce is off the table. Then, like, the same day, I'm being told that he's taking my kids to Switzerland. Like everything is, like, so, like, by design, I feel, just to
mm-hmm.
make me crazy that I don't know, like, where I am.
That is a very hostile situation to be in, to say that you're going to take your kids to Switzerland, all 13 of them.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I had three older kids that they were forced to go. And my older kid called me up. He's 24. He was whispering, you know, Danny doesn't let me talk to you. So, like, it's not the same without you, you know, because he felt sorry for me. My next kid called me. He pretended that he was in Israel. And then, like, it sounded like someone grabbed the phone and hung up. Whatever, it was a different number. Then I called back, and I said, Kizi, whose phone are you calling from? Because usually he has an Israeli number. And this was like a local Lakewood number.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a local number there also, but he's like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I saved the number friend. I figured this way I could always call him on a local number. I call back Sunday, and someone answers. I have no idea what I'm talking about. This guy with the Swiss accent answers, oh, your kids have been here for the last week and a half, your kids from Israel. Like it was really like designed to hurt me.
Wow.
You know, he never took me to Switzerland. He used to go to Switzerland every year as a child. He never took me once. Like, suddenly he's like taking the entire family. I had a hard time after my last birth. He could have taken me to Switzerland. Like,
right.
It was not nice. Nobody called me from Switzerland, not once. It was a court order that they have to call every day. Like, he broke court orders.
Wow.
But going back to the, I feel like our marriage was good before. The last 2 years it wasn't. I'm hearing, like, all these, like, terrible rumors that he never was happy. I said, something's off. Either he was lying to me or he's lying to them. I mean, I have letter after letter after letter, but there's nobody like me. He slept with me every day in bed, at least like twice. So I know he was physically attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something's off.
Something is off. Yeah, there's definitely something off. Your intuition is not lying to you right now. Something very different.
So the last year he was acting very, very funny. And then I saw he made his money into LLC. So while he was, like, sleeping with me, he was, like, hiding his money. You know, I just looked online, and then I see it right over there.
Mm. Yeah.
And he like wasn't home when he was supposed to be home. You know, they say 16 signs that your husband's cheating. I mean, all 16 signs were there. I don't know if he was cheating or he just was upset. Was he cheating?
Unfortunately, it feels like it. Just no regard for you guys, your family. Just, it's really, all of this is just, I'm curious as to why you would want to make this work.
Every professional says get out of there. Because I feel like he's in trauma and things were good. He's cheating for how long? Like 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah.
I knew it. Like real people or through the internet?
This feels like if he's not cheating with people, this feels like people. I'm sorry. This feels like people.
Was one person being nice girls?
Say that one more time. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Is one person being nice girls?
One
of the people that he was involved with, was her name Dina Strauss?
Yes.
I get
total like stomach shaking, like do you know this person? Is she afraid of you?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Because I Googled his name once, or like one of these like truth finders, like one of these things, and it says like, you know, relatives and connections, and it said Dina Strauss, and it said her address was like the same block where my husband works. But now she moved to the city, so I happen to have texted his friend like something about Dina Strauss, so my husband must be like terrified of me, or like, how in heaven's name do I know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like as soon as she said her name, like it's like this real avoidant, like scared, don't want to touch that. You know what I mean? Like it gets real weird. So I would say that's a confirmed yes person that you're thinking of.
What's she look like?
I am not seeing a face. All I'm seeing is somebody like turning away, like almost like seeing a silhouette where like arms up and like turning away from me.
Tall, short.
Perceive her as being shorter. I don't see, like, I can't see anything on her face. I can't see skin tone. I can see, like, she's of shorter stature.
Why did he like her? And how many times was he with her? Like, it was just the fling, or it was, like, longer?
It feels like it was long going. Like, a longer-term thing. As a matter of fact, what I'm hearing is as long as you've felt off is as long as that energy's been in the connection.
Well, so he used to travel afterwards to Manhattan to see her? And does anyone else know about it other than me?
Does anybody what?
Like, does his friend know about it? His friend Moshe Klein?
Friend know about it? I don't think so.
Or he hid it from him.
I think he hid it from him as well. Because I think he thought he was going to tell you or something, or it would get back to you. That's what it feels like. Whatever he's doing with this person, he has kept it like so super down low, hoping that you wouldn't catch on, is what it feels like. Like, if I keep it from these people, then she'll never know.
I mean, you're always caught. No such thing as someone that's not caught. Period.
Sorry, the speaker went out one more time.
I assume he's not. I think she got married since. I don't think he has what to do with her anymore.
Has his behavior changed?
No.
Is he more sad, disconnected?
I think he drinks. Not I think he drinks. I'm sure that he drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does his behavior change a lot? Like,
what, you mean
fluctuate?
The last year?
Yeah.
The last year he wasn't himself. It was almost like a demon was in him. He looked
mm-hmm.
different, and he just treated me so badly. And he just...
Does he have a history of addiction issues at all?
Not that I know of, but I know he had, like, trauma. I don't know why he would do that if he was attracted to me, unless it was just, like, different.
Yeah, it's just the connection with the other person was just different.
What, oral?
I don't, it's just, all I hear is different. It's just different. If I were to give you my honest feels on this, it feels like you need to get away from this connection as fast as you possibly can. Like, that's just the most honest and real thing that I can, like, as a woman that has been through some pretty serious stuff with men, this is really not healthy. And
what, you say once a cheater, always
like,
a cheater?
I'm saying, like, he's not treating you well on any level or giving you any kind of respect, and you deserve a partner that's going to give you respect. And give you a
zero respect. I did everything with him. I did everything for him to throw me out and to spread horrible rumors about me.
Mm-hmm.
He spread horrible rumors. Someone was a cousin who was married to, I mean, a cousin's wife was married to his cousin. He was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Alcoholic means not that you drink. It means that you, like, steal and you, like, I mean, the person steals and they lie. There's a few different criteria to be under the term, you know, of being an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, hit her, and then she got divorced from him, and then she read how terrible divorces are for kids, and then she wound up remarrying him, and she wanted to call my husband. And then she got a phone call from somebody, and the person said that I tried to kill my child the day before, and 2 days before that, I kidnapped 8 kids, and I would disappear to them for 10 hours. I was literally shaking when I heard that. I said, tell me who did that. Who said that? Or else, like, my husband's being arrested tomorrow. Trust me, I have enough ways to get him arrested. So she told me. So I didn't do anything. It was the lady from Switzerland who he stayed by, his cousin. That's the at the end she called and she said it's not true. She called him, her. I mean, is that those are the rumors that they're saying? I mean, that's retarded. I know the last 2 years things weren't bad, weren't good, but like 10 years ago things were great.
Mhm. Mhm. I feel like I feel like this is an opportunity for you to realize your worth and value and walk away with your head held high. Because, like, as good as things were in the past, they're not now. And it doesn't feel safe in any way, shape, or form.
What do you mean by not safe? That he could leave me again?
By not safe means, like, not giving you a safe place to have, like, emotional partnership or to be seen, valued, and heard or to be respected enough to be loyal within the partnership of which you've created or to be there for your children or not to...
He wasn't... It was never, like, an equal. Like, I was 18 when we got married. He was 25. He was always, like, older, and I was always, like, looked down upon. Like, I remember, like, I just got married. I mean, I was practically a kid. I was eating, like, a freeze pop. Eating a freeze pop? Like, hello? My father's 83. He eats freeze pops. Like, big deal. Like, I can't explain it. And also, like, I'm very, like, easygoing. I'm very easygoing, like, how I raise my children. And he raises kids very, I mean, German is his native tongue, but, like, I mean, he grew up in Brooklyn, but, like, a very European, like, no one is ever absent from school, and, like, you don't walk into your parents' bedroom. Here, like, Friday night, we all, like, laughed in my, you know, there. It was, I feel like I wasn't, like values for my easygoing nature. Like my sisters-in-law like cook like for the holidays, you know, now it's going to be the Jewish holidays. They cook like in June. I mean, I cook like, or cooked, now I'm alone, but like I cooked like 2 days before if I was lucky. You know what I mean? Or on the holiday, like what I'm going to put something, put in the freezer. I mean, certain things you have to cook before, like soup, let's say, because you can't blend it. But other things like whatever, like how many women has he been with?
How many other people has he been with? How many other people has he been with? I feel one for sure. I feel like he may have been talking to two others, but it was just talking. Doesn't make it any better. That's still a slime ball move. But I feel like one was longer term, substantial, and then the other two were just talking, flirting.
What? That's like Zena? So what do you do with her? You just...
They had a full-on, like, it feels like a full-on relationship. Like, they had a full-on thing outside of y'all's relationship.
So that's why he's probably depressed now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's very religious. Was, or acts like he is. So that's like, is he going to get caught?
Is he going to get caught?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
How?
He's going to mess up somehow. So I feel like what's going to happen is he's going to misstep somewhere fairly soon or in some way he's going to misstep. And it's going to lead to somebody seeing him in a compromising situation.
Like that's what I'm waiting for. But I'm wondering if I should hire a what do you call it? I just need money for it. Hire a what do you call it? Someone to follow him.
I'm having a really, really hard time hearing you.
Sorry, if I should hire someone to follow him.
I feel like that would be a good thing to do. I feel like
you should. All I need is a picture of him going into a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that would be a good move.
You think he would go into a bar?
I feel a hotel, not a bar.
A hotel, right? Is that why he changed the address? Like, whose name was the hotel reservation on?
Their name, it felt like, not your husband's name. It felt like you put it in their name. The reservation's in their name, or a pseudo-name. He never used his real name. And I feel like he didn't use your personal accounts. Like, he moved money into these other accounts with, like, throwaway cards, like almost gift card situations, so that money wouldn't be traceable.
So why do you change the address? I got something from Chase. The address has been changed.
To go to a different mailbox, like a P.O. box?
I don't know. It just says the address has been changed.
Okay, so I get like this super paranoid feeling. So that tells me like he's feeling paranoid, so he's moving his mail so that you're not catching any of the movements that he's making. Because it's got to go from one place to the other. So if you see big chunks moving, or if you pick up a statement or something, you might flag something and he could get caught. So it feels like he's moving it before he could get caught.
But he's going to get caught anyway.
He's going to get caught anyway. I mean, you can't be messing around in this time and space. Like, you're gonna get caught. You know, it's not gonna last long.
I mean, he's dressed like an Orthodox Jew. So how? What does he do? Take off his jacket, and he's just wearing a white shirt.
Mm-hmm. Feels like, has he been like stealing from like the family account or something?
He definitely like people have been giving him money, and he pretends he doesn't have money. In the meantime, he does.
This is totally giving me drug, alcohol, or gambling. Like, that's what's flagging me right now. Either that or, like, full on relationship. Like, there's something attached.
So he probably...
like,
he's
not... He's probably
well,
what?
Well, alcohol for sure. And it's probably opioids.
Yuck. And then, like, I get this, like, itchy feeling when I think about him in all these situations. Like, it's almost like a nervous itch, like he's overly paranoid all the time.
Well, if he's doing this, of course he's going to be overly paranoid. He has been
right.
He's the biggest Torah scholar in the whole entire city that we live in.
You need to get some proof of all of this stuff. Like, if you have the means to have him followed. That way you can get some resolve from this, because I don't know what in the world he thinks he's doing, but he's not going to get away with it.
Like, when do you think he's going to, like, be caught?
It feels soon. And when I say soon could is relative because time isn't linear. So I would say, like, if I were to put a linear timeline on it, I would say anywhere within the next, like, 3 months.
That's exactly what I was
going to
say. Soon means, like,
yes.
3 months. That's what I was going to say. So then is he going to beg me that I should come back?
Is he going to... Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise,
yeah.
He's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because, like, his heart's so broken now because, you know, this situation has dissolved. But, like, you wouldn't be the wiser, right? He was just a little distant for a while. So, like, I can just win you back over because you're not going anywhere because you have our 13 kids. So, like, you
no,
can come back
at any
time.
No, he has the 13 kids.
No. Oh. I thought those were yours together.
Oh, what do you mean? He right now is taking care, is hiring people to take care of them. And he's making my kids not like me and not talk to me. He's doing everything just that. Does he want custody
torment
of them?
Torment you. Does
torment
he have
me.
Custody of them?
No, not yet. But it's going to be a custody battle. He gets pleasure out of tormenting me. And then he's telling everyone he just wants me to be better. The guy's making me sick. I'll take care of my 3 babies. I'd be not depressed. I'd be taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
I went from, like, doing, like, 10 loads of laundry and, like, running an entire household to, like, sitting and doing nothing. Then he told me if I go to this program, it was a 10-week program, like an inpatient, outpatient program. It was like CBT therapy and CBT, like a pretty intense program 3 times a week. Then he's going to take me back. 9.5 weeks into the program, or 9 weeks into the program, week before it's over, he says, not good. I mean, I spent my entire summer doing this.
Wow.
Like, and he's not talking to anyone. He's not talking to any, like, rabbis, anyone.
Wow.
But, like, if we have a custody battle, who's going to win? Because 2 times ago, the judge told me, don't worry, you're going to get custody no matter what. I bought letters from the doctor, like people that are mandated reporters, dentists, the emergency, the Moonlight Pediatrics, you know, urgent care. Then they get the kids' lawyers. So like from people that like I've done swimming lessons with them for like 15 years, people that like know me really, really well, shoe stores that I go a few times a year, and they all said, like, they have no idea who he is. Like, all these places, like, the man, they never saw him before. Like, I'm the one that took care of all my children single-handedly, happily.
Right. No, I feel like you're going to win custody for sure. And also, I also feel like you're going to, like, it's going to be a really easy, like, it's not going to be a battle. It's going to be more of, like, you don't have a choice. Like, the kids are coming with me kind of thing.
No, but last time, like, his stupid lawyer, like, they made it not this supervisor, not that supervisor, only, like, first I wanted to have like a black supervisor, because once I had a fight with whatever, nothing to do with her color, before I even knew the color of her skin, because trust me, I'm not a racist, like I'm Jewish, so I'm minority myself, and I happen to like different types of people anyway, so nothing to do with her color, but she happens to have been black, so like, oh my gosh, I hired someone, he happens to have been a guy, I didn't know he was black, because he didn't have like that type of accent. And he walks through the door. I heard he's very, very strict. Like, black as in, like, black. Like, a dark black guy. But he was a great guy. Like, he, like, high-fived my son, you know, my little guy. My kids loved him. It was, like, it was, like, really pleasant to be around the guy. I can't have him anymore because he wrote good reports. Like, what the heck? Why is he getting whatever he wanted? So, like, I lost badly last time.
Do you have your own legal representation?
Yeah. I have a much better lawyer than he has.
Yeah. And what are they advising right now as far as, like, collecting a case against him?
I mean,
I feel like if you have somebody following him, they're going to be able to get all of the things that you need to kind of trump his case, because, like, he's the one out there doing the things that are not really supportive of the family unit, while you're out here doing the things to help your family.
I mean, look, he's not letting the kids speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that should be, like, enough. That should be enough to make them whatever. Do you think the judge is being bought off? It's an election year?
No, I feel like you're taking it very seriously. But I feel like you need to like write down when you try to attempt to contact the children and like what they say. Like actually start writing it down in a journal, because that will help you. Because you'll show, like, hey, these are the times I've tried to call. This is the response that I've gotten. You know, I can't get the kids on the phone, or they're telling me, they're whispering or whatever.
Oh, they're always not home.
Writing that down will help.
You don't think the judge or the lawyer is being bought?
I feel like no, I don't feel like they're being bought. And if you feel like there's a situation where he's giving them money, you need to ask for a retrial or a different judge. Go higher. Like, I'm just seeing, like, don't back down. Use your lawyer and try to figure out, like, how can we move forward? Because, like, there's tactics here that he's using that aren't support. Like, this, we have documentation from court order reporters or the required reporters. We've got, you know, all of this.
I got one freaking bad report from, like, a lady that's, like, slow. So that means by now I should have had, like, I should have had, for sure, like, I should be able to see my kids unhindered.
Mm-hmm.
And still everything goes with him, and he's not answering the phones. He doesn't speak to me. You think my lawyer is gonna win this, let's say, like, Wednesday, like, make a case? He claims, my rabbi said I should give him more money, and then he's going to try harder.
He's not going to get it. You're going to get the financial gain from this.
What you think that the forensic accountant is going to find this all out?
Yeah, I feel like that what you're going to do moving forward is going to set you up to where it's going to be a non-dispute kind of case. Like, everything will be laid out. You get custody. You get alimony or whatever. There's, like, a financial, you get child support, all this stuff. Because he's being uncooperative, you had to have him follow to be able to figure out what's going on with the kids. You know, like, there's a lot of incongruencies in his behavior. He's moving money, changing addresses, all of this stuff. So, like, when you have somebody following him and you have all of that in a report and you take that with your lawyer and you meet with the judge, then, like, it does not feel like it's going to go poorly. It feels like it's going to go in your direction. Like, you're going to get not necessarily the outcome you want, because the outcome you want was to get back together, but, like, what's best for your soul is to move away from this connection.
Who's he going to marry?
I
feel like he's not, like, marriageable at this stage.
I'm not getting anything marriage right now. Like, I'm really kind of, like, as far as now, it's so distorted and gross. It's the only word I can come up with. It's, like, it's disorganized. It's chaotic.
I mean, look, if he like cheated, he's never getting married again. Nobody's
I don't. It doesn't feel like there's any kind of, like, capacity to have a marriage. Like,
then he's going to be totally destroyed.
I mean, that might be his journey. Like, that he may have to learn something about losing everything. Because when you walk around the planet and just do willy-nilly whatever you want to without thinking of the repercussions of the honors and bonds that you've made in your time here, then you're going to get the karma of that at some point. So that means that the things that were there for you may not be there for you anymore. And
I'm going to say, like, his friend Moshe Klein.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that he's hanging around with the whole time, that low life. He drives this great Tesla. Everyone calls him, you know, Mr. Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his accountant, but he's not even a real accountant. He's the one that helped him set up the LLC and all that. I heard he's sick. I heard he has cancer, but then I heard it's not. It's just an ulcer.
Is it in his stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cancer.
It's cancer?
Yeah.
So then he got his karma.
Take
oh, boy.
Him.
I mean, I was praying that this guy should get punished really, really badly.
It feels like it's super painful. Like, it's not something that, like, it's painful. It's painful.
No, so it's cancer? How would you know?
Is it cancer, and how would I know? Is that what you said?
No. I'm saying an ultra could be painful.
Oh, no, it's a totally different type of, it's not just like an ulcer that, like, I could feel it eventually going away. This is more of like, I can feel like the treatments and, or if he's like refusing treatments of what it would feel like just to exist with cancer.
Like he may die like from this.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because the question is if I'll be able to get him to testify, because he's the one officially that knows about my husband's money. Unless my husband will testify, my husband should know about his money.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this guy's going to be around long. This guy that has cancer, is he the one that's supplying drugs to your husband?
I think so. I would almost guess that he tried it, and he's the one that made me not. He spoke to the lawyer. He's the one that made me, all the supervisors should be bad. He's the one. He made my life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He made my life so sad and so miserable. Is there a fight between them? Because I was wondering, you know, who's going to take the bullets for who? He's going to start saying that I did this that was illegal. I mean, stuff was done that wasn't legal. Because I'm on Medicaid. And according to, like, the money that I make, I should not be allowed to be on Medicaid.
Hmm.
Or if money is changed. Go ahead.
Say your question one more time. I'm sorry.
No, I wonder if he's going to, like, get into trouble or have to sit in jail or maybe pay fines.
The guy with cancer?
Yeah. Because he did illegal stuff.
I feel like
stuff.
he's gonna die. Like, I don't...
Even better. I hate to say it.
Like, I don't see him being on the planet long at all.
Good.
So I don't know if there's a...
I mean, some cancers go fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I feel his energy or whatever, it's already super drained. My eyes feel like there's something back in my head. My stomach hurts. I want to curl up in a ball and never emerge from the surface again. So, like, that just tells me, like, he's nearing the end and he's accepting it, and then I start getting, like, really nauseous, which feels to me like the end kind of thing where your stomach's just no longer, because it feels like it's in the lower part of the stomach.
Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if he had a fight with my husband.
I don't know. Is he well enough to have a fight? That's a horrible question.
Oh, no, because I'm just
like,
saying, I hear. But, like, what about someone else? Her name is Bayla Pearlstein. She's, like, 48. She's blonde. And she was in my house, like, cooking every day. And she told my children not to speak to me. She said, I'm so sick. Don't talk. They shouldn't talk to me. Like a crazy lady. She was yelling at my 24-year-old son. My son was sitting, like, right next to me, so I heard through the phone. And my son, like, thinks, like, before he talks, like, how to come out, or, you know, he's not, like, talking, like fast. He doesn't speak fast. I mean, he could speak fast, but, like, you know, he's, like, careful, with what he says. So he started, like, talking, and maybe he wasn't, like, speaking, like, so fast because he was thinking, like, what he should say. He was saying, like, you know, the family doesn't want a divorce. And then this person, Bill Tolstein, was yelling at him, Aaron, what's the matter with you? You don't know how to talk? Are you crazy? You need therapy? Like, literally, like, abusing him. I felt so sorry for my son. I wanted to just hug him. And then afterwards she started saying, your mother is crazy. You can't talk to her. You can't, whatever.
Ew. And who is this to your children?
Nothing. She was, like, hired to tell my kids, like, not to speak to me. She, like, came into my house, and she, like, overtook the house. I think she likes my husband. I think she likes my husband. Oh, excuse me. I know she likes my husband.
Gross.
Look, what's going to be her karma?
I'm not seeing anything on her. Like, in all honesty, I'm not seeing anything on her. I just, like, it's almost like there's a wall there.
Bela Dina Perlstein. She's not, I hear she's not so involved now. But, like, she did her damage already.
Is she there because she was hired, or is she there because he wants her there?
He wanted her there, and then she decided that she wants to get paid. Like, she used to help with the kids, or help do errands, or help them take to appointments, and now she asked to get paid. Now I hear she's not there anymore. I don't know why. I don't know if that's true.
Very peculiar. It's like,
I mean, in the summer, my 7-year-old was showing me, like, a list of, like, numbers, and in there was written Bela Perlstein. My 14-year-old wrote it on his paper, you know, like, in case something, Bela Perlstein is the to-go-to person.
Mm-hmm. Are they having an inappropriate behavior?
No idea.
Something feels off there. Like, my brow is all furrowed, and, like, I get, like, this stink face, and, like, something's not right there either.
I know she likes him. I can't imagine they're, like, sleeping with each other. But, like, if she's cooking, my husband's going to be like, oh, wow, like or Bela or Mrs. Pussy, that was delicious. Like it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And also she's cooking in my house, not cooking in her house.
Right. It's just very weird.
She's blonde.
Yeah. What are your kids able to get out of this situation? Like,
my
your older
ones
kids
aren't talking to me. My 3 big boys like me and say they don't recognize their father. And the 20-year-old says I ruined her life. I said, how did I ruin your life? I mean, she didn't get a thing without me. My husband never wanted to spend 10 cents on her. Whatever she wanted, she got because of me. Now she's being, like used. Just that she should help take care of other kids or drive. She got a brand new Honda Pilot. I mean, she was being told that I'm the cause of all of the problems.
So your daughter's being pretty much used.
Yeah.
And your,
she's
and your son
she's being used.
Being told not to speak.
Bleamy, my next daughter Bleamy is being used also. My next daughter Rachel, I was super, super close with. She used to smile the whole day. And I think my older kids dealt with her. And suddenly one day she came not smiling. Never called me. That my Kayla I was super close with. She just turned 11. And she cried to me like now in the summer. I was getting her shoes and she was busy crying and she was trying to wipe away tears and said, what's going on? She said, everyone makes fun of her. Everyone makes fun of her that she likes me. So it sounds like she, like, had no choice but to join the other ones.
Impossible situation to be in. Just like when you're in it, you can't zoom out enough to see any good in it. So,
what you saying to me? No, I went from happy mother to like all my kids taken away. My husband's spreading terrible rumors about me. Like I have like nobody. Like family not supported besides for one person. He's the most prestigious person in the whole city. And he totally destroyed my name. Like, people get divorced all the time. You just don't... I didn't destroy his name. I spoke to very, very few people. You know, only people that could help me. Not like a person that's like his type, my husband's type. You know, like the person that I stayed by, she's from Africa. I mean, she's not whatever, she's white. I mean, whatever, dark-skinned, you know, white, but dark.
Right.
But not someone that has, like, a connection to, like, that type of, you know, different circles.
So...
But you think he's going to want me back?
I feel like he will use you in whatever way you'll make yourself available. Like, I don't feel like he is in a space where he's going to be the person that you fell in love with. Like, it's like he's been taken over. Does that make sense? Like, it's like something else is working through him. It's not, he's not even the same person that you...
Yeah, no, he looks like demonic.
Yeah, that's because something else is moving through him. It's not him. It looks like him, but that's not him. That's not the person, the man that you fell in love with. That's not the person that you had children with. That's not the person that you even knew 2 years ago. This is a completely different being. And until he rids himself of this being that's taking over him, you don't want this. It will abuse you. It will hurt you. It will tear you down. It will keep you in a state of complete disarray until you let go. It just keeps sucking dry. Like, you think it's bad right now? Let this thing continue to be in your life, and it will take everything. Everything. There will be nothing left.
So how long is this custody thing going to take?
Custody might take a while, but I'm telling you, if you haven't followed, you document everything up to this point and continue on while this is being built, and you're strategic and you don't talk about it, that's what's going to win you the case. But if you're putting it in his face, or, you know, just kind of letting things slide or letting him talk to you in whatever way, that's not going to work. What you need to do is document when you call the kids and how many times you call the kids, what was said during the call. Don't record it because I don't think that's legal where you are. I could be mistaken, but that feels funny.
You know something? They're recording my phone calls because it said Moshe Klein on there.
Did you approve for them to record your telephone calls?
Absolutely not.
Do you have proof or a way that you can find out about the tap?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
why
your private investigator figure out? Oh,
because
well,
he called my cell phone. You weren't able to tell. I took a while till they gave my daughter a phone, and then I was on a landline once, and it came out as Moshe Klein.
I would bring that up to your your legal representation and let them know, like, I'm being recorded without permission. I didn't consent to my phone calls being recorded. It just needs to be in your file. It needs to be documented. Yeah, when I close my eyes, all I see is document, document, document. Big exclamation points. Document, document, document. You need to be writing everything down, and don't put it on a digital device. Write it on pen and paper and be able to put it in a safe space. Take a picture of it on your phone if you need to, just so that you have
a duplicate record of it. Is my phone being recorded?
Right now? I know it is because we're on this line.
No,
calls are recorded. So that I get a confirmed yes. But as far as on your side only, on your side only.
I mean, I called CAPS, and they said you're not allowed unless you have a thing. But I know you could see, like, who there is something that you could see, like, who the person called.
Mm-hmm.
You need, like a court order. You need something from the police to give you permission to take all the transcripts.
Right.
So he wouldn't have that.
No, he would not.
But he probably could tell, like, who I called.
Well, I mean, you can pull up phone records real quick without any kind of warrant or anything or reason. You can pull up
Well, they told me I should go to Verizon and I should be able to see. Maybe someone set up something.
If you're on the phone, like on the phone bill, you should be able to go to Verizon and get a full detailed phone list of every phone number that's gone through any of the phones on the contract.
No, but I wonder if anyone requested it. Because it could be like he pretended he was your father's trust and he requested it.
Maybe. I don't know if they record that or not. They have to. They have to know who and when.
That's what the cop said. I have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. So I know they put a track on my car. Because I'm Jewish.
Did you check all the crevices and stuff?
No,
check behind your license plate. So when you go outside, make sure that you check around your license plate covers.
I mean, now I'm in a rental, so I feel like safer in here. In the car, I know for sure because I once drove. I'm Jewish, religious, and the car was driven on Shabbos, and they knew about it. Like they knew too many things.
It's just really
bad. But what
is there,
behind the license plate?
Yeah, I would check behind the license plate and, like, inside where the, there's a couple of places that you should definitely look, and that's around the license plates because they can be, the little tags, the air tags can be stuck behind that really easily. And it's, I don't know what kind of vehicle you drive or whatever, but just make sure that there's nothing up underneath the wheel wells where they could be stuck in there.
Underneath where?
The wheel wells, like where your wheels are. Sometimes there's little cracks and stuff where the mud flaps are, and they can be stuck up in there really easily. And then, of course, check the inside really well just to make sure it's not, you know, because the air tag, they're little white tags or whatever. You can usually see them pop out if they're just kind of stuck in there.
You think I'll be able to, like, handle? I'm not going to go crazy?
I think you're gonna handle this as absolute best you can. I feel like any time that you need some support, you need to reach out to a safe person and get the support that you need because it's going to be challenging. But I do feel like you're going to come out and through this so much in a much better space than if you were to stay in it. So it's going to be challenging for a while, but you're going to make it through.
Okay. When do you think I would get remarried?
after you heal this trauma. That's going to take a minute. I feel like whenever you actually release this connection right now, whenever you fully release it, you're going to go through a period where you just need some rest. You need to recover.
It's grieving.
And then, you just need to get you back to you. And once you hit your back to your authentic self and rediscover who you are, that's when you're going to meet the person that you're going to have the rest of your life with. But be patient with yourself because you're going through a lot. And we don't want to attract another abusive partner.
Right.
So
see, I'm going to have more kids.
Healing.
I froze four eggs.
You froze four eggs?
Not embryos. So it's just eggs. So what if it's not him?
I feel like... four. I feel like two will be successful if you choose two of the four.
Okay, that's enough. As long as I, you know what I mean?
What was what?
I said that's enough. As long as I have like a, I think that would be healing for me to have another baby.
I don't know what is going on with the speaker. Are you close to your phone?
Yeah. And he,
back up
I wonder what his family,
from.
I wonder what his family.
What about his family?
No, I wonder what his family is going to think if they see, like.
You wonder what his family will think if they see you?
No, if they, like, find out that he has an affair.
Oh, it's none of their business.
No, I mean, he'd be like the talk of him. He'd be totally destroyed.
Oh, with what, everything that he's done?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't even put your energy on what that's going to be. Like, however they feel about the situation is not your responsibility.
They're always mean to me.
They were mean to you?
Always.
Okay, yeah. 100%, whatever they need to heal, fix, do, whatever, their reaction to this situation is not your business or their business, for that matter.
No, they were encouraging him to get divorced.
Even worse. Love the meddling. Love it.
One of their names is Miriam.
But I feel like he told them stories that you were doing things that you weren't doing to change their perceptions, and he was the one that was actually doing it. So, like, when they see the twist, he's going to get a whole nother repercussion from that. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's not just like. Their initial reaction to the dynamic is going to be different from what it actually becomes later because they're going to get a different view of this person. Like, all the things that he said you did, he did. And then they're going to see that. And he's going to be kind of like, I want to say extradited from that part of the family. Like, he's going to be shut off.
The guy is going to lose everything. I mean, to treat the mother of your 13 children like this is unheard of.
It's pretty awful. Pretty awful.
I hear. Okay. Thank you so much. Megan, is that your name?
I wish I was able to give you, like, so much good news, but, like, the good news is you're going to gain so much strength from this and achieve a whole lot more good stuff once this is resolved. And it's going to resolve, but you got to focus on you and how you feel and, like, honoring your emotions as you feel them and staying focused and positive on how it can work out for you, how it can work out for you. Don't worry about what everybody else is thinking or doing or whatever. Focus on what's the desired outcome that you're looking for. Without, like,
so my desired outcome was still, like, that I should get back together with him. You telling me it's gonna...
I feel like if you did that, you would be self-sacrificing. You would literally be setting yourself up to be, like, a punching bag for this individual because he's not doing what he needs to do to heal himself. Because obviously he's working from a place of trauma, which is why he's doing all of these poor behavior choices. And so, like, you staying in that is enabling him to continue to make poor choices. And that sets a standard of, like, you're showing your kids it's okay for people to treat you like this. It's okay for people to put you on a back burner.
Yeah, I also thought about that. How do you call it? What trauma does he have?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, what trauma?
What trauma? It could be from his childhood. It could be belief systems. There's all kinds of things that are being pulled out and purged right now. But he's not facing them. So, like, he's just self-soothing with poor behavior, whether it be women or drugs or money or gambling or whatever. So, like, there could have been abuse in the home when he was a child. There could have been poor examples of relationship. There could have been other relationships that he's had or been in. It could even be past life, but he's not facing it. And that's his journey, is to actually face it and move through it to get to a place where he can be a supportive partner, but he's not doing the work. So you holding on to this connection is hurting you and showing your kids.
He never did anything wrong in his life, according to his family and according to him. He's a very sporty guy.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe this is his season to go through hell and back so that he can learn how good he had it. There is duality to the universe. So, like, if he had it easy breezy the whole way through, never had a traumatic experience, never had nothing bad, had everything handed to him, do you think that that's going to last? Mm-mm. At some point,
Go ahead.
At some point, I was in every human's journey, they have to have the inverse of what they had to begin with. Like, most people that had a traumatic childhood, if they healed their stuff, they got a really great adulthood. Or, you know, if they had a history of bad relationships, if they look at why they had bad relationships, they move into the good ones. In this particular situation, like, he's just going from not really addressing his feelings or being honest with himself and just trying to escape the connection instead of being and coming to you like a healthy partner would and explain to you what's going on with him and how you guys can come together with a solution. But that's not happening.
Right.
There's no solution. There's just cut off communication.
Right. Which is crazy. I mean, for 8 months mm-hmm. he's sitting over here and then I'm supposed to run after him. The question is when is he going to give me a divorce? I did leave a message if he wants to give me a divorce, a Jewish divorce. We should talk about it.
I feel like he's going to fight you on it, but eventually he's going to have to.
Why is he going to fight me on it?
I don't know. It just feels like he likes control.
Yeah, he likes control.
So, like, you being married to him is, like, the ultimate control move because, like, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You're nothing without me.
Right. That's exactly what he was trying to do. Completely abandon me.
I'm sorry. I'm a grown human being. Like, I have free will and choice just like you do. So, like, just because I have different parts doesn't mean I'm not of as much value. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then he wanted us to be a psychiatric inpatient. I said, explain to me why. I mean, I don't
so he's
think
gonna
I'm
try
Moses.
to label you as crazy.
Yeah. I'm not Moses.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm Moses. I'm not like suicidal or homicidal.
Mm-mm.
What am I gaining
Mm-mm.
there? Just being there with people that talk to themselves? Like this, and then he's gonna use it against me.
Wow. Yeah. And see, like, all of that is like 100% setting you up for torment and hell. And so, like, that's why he's going to fight you on trying to not give you a divorce, because, like, it's a control issue. He's got to have you under his thumb. He wants to make sure that you're as miserable as he is on the inside.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's not that he, as in, like, he chooses to do this, but, like, this is something that he is currently choosing to do, and you deserve so much more than that, because that is unacceptable.
If he's walking around telling everyone that all the years that I gave him everything, after baby, before baby, I sat and did everything single-handedly just that he should study, and how unhappy he was, then, like, why Charlie? If you weren't happy with this, then, like...
If you weren't happy, then why stay, you know? Like, why make everybody miserable? So I feel like this is like your space to be able to take your power back and actually just, like, walk away with grace. You know, build your case, do it on the DL, do whatever you got to do to get your stuff straight. Know that you're divinely protected, and that as you move out of this, another situation is going to come in to kind of help it balance everything back out, because, like, that's a lot of trauma. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot. And so just be gentle with yourself throughout the process. Don't try to justify it or figure out why it's happening. Just know that it's happening for your greater good to be able to move away from this.
I hear. I just don't want to see him with someone like 20 years younger than me.
Guaranteed, if he ends up with somebody that's 20 years younger than you, there's something wrong with both of them happening there on top of a whole bunch of other things. And I can guarantee you it's not going to be a fulfilling relationship. It's probably going to be extremely chaotic and not great. Even if it looks awesome on the outside, it's not going to be. It's going to be a lot of turmoil. Because, like I said, he's not in the space to be able to have a healthy connection. So it's going to be bad no matter which way he goes, because that's what's inside of him right now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you put him with the best person or the worst person. The whole situation is going to just kind of blow up, just like this one
maybe,
is. He's not healthy to be in a relationship.
Maybe that person is going to be like, will be able to handle, like, him being in control.
No, he's not in a space to be able to have healthy relationships. It doesn't matter what person it is. Like, they could be a supermodel and, like, super intelligent and walk up in front of him, and, like, it might start out amazing, and then the true colors will start to fly, and it will be even worse than what you're dealing with right now.
So what did this Dino Strano say then?
Say that one more time.
What did this Dino Strano say then?
What does he see in her?
No, what did she see in him?
What does she see in him? You heard, I can fix him. No, you can't. No, you can't. It feels like it's almost like a project. She sees him like a project. Like a sad little puppy she's got to fix. But I feel like he's using her. Or they're using each other. Yeah, it's more like they're using each other. Power play.
But, like, how do you go to Manhattan?
The phone cut out again, I'm sorry.
How did he go to Manhattan?
I'm gonna pull my headphones off real quick and see if I can just get you on a regular line and see if I can hear you better. Hang on a second. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, how did it go to Manhattan?
How did it go?
How did he go to, like, the city?
How did he go to the city?
Yeah.
Like, what mode of transportation?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't drive. I guess he just took a taxi.
See a taxi or? Yeah, I see a taxi. Or Uber. Yeah, it's some kind of a service. Does he have a driver? Like for
his
work
driver.
Or something?
His driver is... Oh, copy. The driver's okay?
I feel like his driver knows where he goes.
I said, driver was that guy that has cancer.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
The driver cancer and drug dealer kind
unless,
of situation.
Unless there's
happening.
Another one. Unless there's another driver.
It doesn't feel like the same guy because I don't get the same feeling in my stomach. It feels like a totally different guy.
I have some other numbers. Oh, is it Shui? Probably not that guy because he's busy. One second. Let me just check. I took, like, a lot of pictures of, like, you know, when he could not be home, like, at 3:00 in the morning. I used to take pictures of, like, stuff that was his jacket. Give me one second, and then I'm going to hang up. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't get over how he's ruining my children's lives.
You're looking at your what?
No, I'm looking at my phone. One second.
Okay. Is somebody going to jail? Like, is there somebody in jail? Is there somebody going to jail? Like, is he involved in something more than what you know about?
Well, with the money.
Is that, like, gambling-related or business-related?
No,
embezzlement-related?
He put money in a, how do you call it? You think he gambles?
There's something about,
That's the kind of the feel, like, you know, when you owe either drug money or you gambling money, where so they're going to come break your fingers.
You put his money like in a non-profit, which mm-hmm. means that you're evading taxes.
Mhm. Oh,
I mean, that's money laundering.
Is the non-profit? Is the non-profit his non-profit?
No,
it's
just a non-profit. Yeah, it's basically a place where you can money launder.
Mm.
Like, you could claim that you make $100,000 a year instead of $400,000 a year, and then get government funding, even if you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I mean, and I have proof of it. I have here a picture. Wait, let me just see here what this is. Okay, here it says, from now on, nursing home money, all the distribution should go. And it says where it should go. It's like, 1 second. Oh my gosh. I wonder if I should call this guy. So it says over here, it says, Bachar, which means like an older guy, drive. And it says, and it says on it, is it Mayor? Mayor Ganous.
Mayor?
Ganous.
Ganous.
Ganous. I think that's what it says.
He feels like... He knew where he was going. Like, he was his driver for some of these events.
Yeah, I'm going to call him tomorrow. Later. I'm going to call him from another number.
Yes, do that. Definitely do that. Because I'm feeling like the more of this information that you collect, the better your chances are of being able to get through this case, because he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Like, he may have resources or people, but he doesn't have actual proof of anything. And you're going to have proof of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I feel like private investigator, and then making phone calls and being like, okay, well, you know, however
and
you
the number
you
of the builder, Shuey the builder.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just $10. I guess he borrowed him $10. He loaned him $10. But this guy is a builder. He's busy.
Is it $10 there, or is that just his code in there?
No, it's just $10.
Okay.
I imagine that he owes him $10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call that number.
Okay. Good. I feel like you'll get some information from there.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to answer my questions.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. Hopefully he's cooperative. And if not, you can always give his number over to the lawyer and let the lawyer get information.
I think I'm going to give it to a guy. To somebody else.
Yeah?
Instead of having, like, a lady's voice.
That might be good. I feel like your private investigator could do this stuff.
What?
I feel like if you hired a private investigator, they would do that stuff for you. Like, call the people.
I don't know. If this
people.
Guy is, like, a different, like, a Hasidic guy, I don't know. Okay, let me see. Very good. Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and good luck. And, you know, let me know how things go, if you need to look into anything else or whatever.
Okay. Your name is Melissa, right? Megan. It's Megan or Melissa?
Megan. Yeah, it's Megan.
Oh, okay. It's Megan or Megan?
Megan.
Like Meghan Markle?
Yes.
I always thought it was Megan.
Like Megan,
so
like Megan. Megan. At least mine is.
So much for my pronunciations. Okay, fine. Megan. Okay.
It's all good.
So am I used to be 039?
Say again?
Used to be 039?
3089. Yeah.
Oh, 3089. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call you in a week. We'll see.
Okay. Let's try to get some rest, and let's see how this energy shifts.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Talk soon.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.